And time now for sports. This weekend, baseball fans can count the days until spring training and the number of stars who've confessed to using steroids. Over just the past few days, two MVP winners, Miguel Tejada, now of the Houston Astros, and Alex Rodriguez, now of the New York Yankees, and perhaps the preeminent star in all of baseball, admitted to lying about or actually using performance-enhancing drugs during their career. Our Howard Bryant joins us. Of course, Howard's book, Juicing the Game, Drugs, Power, and the Fight for the Soul of Major League Baseball, is considered the definitive work on the subject. He also writes for ESPN. Howard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott. It's steroid season once again.
Well said. I think, for the first time, despite the fact that we've been going through this for several years, an astonishing realization this week. Almost a whole era of stars, McGuire, Clemens, Sammy Sosa, Alex Rodriguez, have been disgraced.
There's no way out. I was working the other day, and I was just writing that paragraph, and it was staggering. I was looking at this, and I'm thinking, how many guys that an era of kids grew up with, how many of these guys can show their face around town? And the answer is pretty much none of them. It's unprecedented in American sports where you can have, and this is Pete Rose and the Black Sox included, mm-hmm. where you can have a half dozen of the greatest players playing in the same era, all for different teams, all being taken down for the same issue.
Let me put it this way. Should Commissioner Sittig do something? Why doesn't he just suspend Alex Rodriguez and Miguel Tejada for a year or one for each year they use steroids, or make them give back their salaries for those years or something explicit like that?
Well, one, because you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, because he had decided years ago that that wasn't going to be the route. You have to remember that Commissioner Sittig did not even believe that an investigation was necessary. So how can you suspend people without investigating? And you also have an extremely powerful players' association that was not going to allow any type of drug testing mechanism to be put in place if suspensions were coming. And I agree with that to some level, because you had such a rampant problem that you ignored for so long that it would be kind of hard to retroactively suspend people if you were asking for transparency. It's very interesting where you say, okay, well, we want transparency. We want people to come clean. We want to clean up the sport. Then anybody that comes forward, we're going to lop their head off with a year suspension. You just can't do it. It's you're not going to get the truth that you're looking for if you go in that direction. On the other hand, baseball had a responsibility a long time ago, years ago, to confront this, and they didn't, and now this is the result.
Howard, in the time we have remaining, I don't get a vote, but I want to nominate two people.
I do.
All right, for the Hall of Fame right now. Ken Griffey Jr. and Frank Thomas.
I would like to go with both of them, but the way I feel as of today, I'm not sticking my neck out for any of these guys.
Here I thought, well, they were the two honest guys who didn't even use it when they were injured.
That, and that's the problem.
Yeah. All right. Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine. Thanks so much, Howard.
My pleasure.
I'll still go with Frank Thomas. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.